Leukemia means white blood, and it reflects the fact that there's a new ratio of blood cells when you look at a typical blood sample, and that there's far more white blood cells than there should be in a normal blood sample. So leukemia is actually a group of cancers and usually begins in the bone marrow, and it results in lots of abnormal blood cells. It results from the mutation of DNA. It occurs in varying frequencies at different ages. It's most common in adults, or more common in adults than kids. And it results in the uncontrolled proliferation of malignant leukocytes, and the, well, it can be red blood cells as well. You can have overcrowding of the bone marrow and decreased production and function of normal blood cells. So if we talk about the causes of it, well, it definitely can have a genetical component, can be inherited, and there's increased incidence with certain other hereditary conditions such as Downs. The environment seems to play a role: smoking, exposure to radiation, certain chemicals, certain viruses, HIV or hepatitis C, plus others. When we look at it, we typically divide it into two types. And there are two types based on, first of all, where the cells originated from, myeloid or lymphoid, and then the rate of progression of the disease. So if we start off by looking at the cells of origin, if you have myeloid leukemia, you're going to start with a myeloid stem cell in the bone marrow, and this is the type of cell that ordinarily transforms into a basophil, neutrophil, monocyte, eosinophil, red blood cells. So it depends on which of those cells, they may all be affected, or some of them might be affected. And if you have a lymphoid type, lymphoid begins with a lymphoid cell in the bone marrow and get malignant transformations, and it's the cell that typically gives you B cells, T cells, and natural killer cells. So obviously, if you suffer from that type, those kind of cells will be affected. And then the other part of the classification is based on the rate of progress. So it can be acute or it can be chronic. And acute, you usually end up with lots of undifferentiated or immature cells. The blasts, it's abrupt and rapid, and usually there's a short survival rate. Chronic, you've got the cells are more differentiated, but they don't usually function normally, and the progress is somewhat slower. So if we think about our normal key concepts and we think about homeostasis, obviously homeostasis, normally you control and you produce carefully in your bone marrow the types of blood cells you produce. Okay, red blood cells, white blood cells, etc., and you have normal amounts of them. So when you suffer from leukemia, depending on which types of cells are predominantly affected, you can suffer from anemia due to lack of red blood cells, not enough normal red blood cells, can't transport oxygen very well. You can have disruption in blood coagulation because the platelets have been affected. You can have more bleeding than usual. Can be extremely prone to recurring infections because other white blood cells have been affected. And then when we think about proteins, well, proteins result from your DNA, and if you alter your DNA, you're going to alter the proteins which you produce. And ordinarily, we know that proteins are very important because they help regulate, they produce signals, and they help regulate and control normal cell growth and differentiation. So we know now, by looking at the molecular biology and the genetics, that's where we can find out what's going on here. And in many cases, we're able to look at something called translocation, and this is structural changes in the chromosomes. Part of one chromosome becomes located on another, and there's one in particular which people seem to know about, and this involves chromosome 9 and chromosome 22. And on chromosome 9, the ABL gene, and chromosome 22, the BCR gene, they then get put on the same chromosome, which is known as the Philadelphia chromosome, and they sit next to each other, and they now produce a new protein. And it seems that the proteins generated by this particular gene, the BCR-ABL, cause cells to proliferate, and you have a reduced apoptotic cell death. And it's very unusual, because it's unusual that a single oncogene can cause malignancy. Usually you need several mutations for this to happen. This is a gene associated with a cancer. So you can see when you look at leukemia, again, very complicated disease.